Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors called for the end of Israel at Harvard, Our Generation's South Africa. By Joshua Kaplan on October 11, 2023. Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors once called for the end of Israel at a public talk in 2015, resurfaced video shows. Palestine is our generation's South Africa. If we don't step up boldly and courageously to end the imperialist project that's called Israel, we're doomed, Cullors claimed during a panel at the Harvard Law School. Fox News reports. The Human Rights Program at Harvard Law hosted Cullors and several other activists in April of 2015 for a panel titled Globalizing Ferguson, Racialized Policing and International Resistance. During the panel, Cullors shared her experience in visiting the West Bank and Gaza in 2015 as part of a delegation with other far-left activists. She claimed she witnessed violence and the terror against Palestinians which was caused by Israelis and Zionists. She told the audience one way for Americans to fight back was to join the boycott, divestment, sanctions, BDS, movement, which seeks to pressure Israel to change its policies toward Palestinians. Cullors resigned in May 2021 over the controversy regarding her personal wealth, though the far-left activist and the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, BLMGNF, denied that money was behind the decision. As Breitbart News reported, real estate website Dirt.com reported that the 37-year-old social justice visionary noted that Cullors, also known by her married, hyphenated surname, Con Cullors, had bought a $1.4 million compound in the Los Angeles enclave of Topanga. The New York Post reported that the Topanga home was one of four Cullors owned, which included a Georgia ranch with an airplane hangar. Cullors, like many other prominent Black Lives Matter leaders, is a trained Marxist. The revelations prompted more protest from activists and spurred calls for an independent investigation of the movement's finances. Earlier this week, the Black Lives Matter grassroots organization issued a statement excusing the actions of Hamas, the Palestinian terror organization that launched an attack on Israel this week, killing at least 1,200 people and wounding 2,700 more. Black Lives Matter grassroots, which represents 26 local chapters of the organization, said it stands in solidarity with the Palestinian people, as the world is faced with deep questions about self-determination, as well all desire and pray for a world of peace. We must stand unwaveringly on the side of the oppressed, the statement read. When a people have been subject to decades of apartheid and unimaginable violence, their resistance must not be condemned, but understood as a desperate act of self-defense. Black Lives Matter grassroots also called on the U.S. government to cease sending aid to Israel. For lasting peace to come, the entire apartheid system must be dismantled, the group added. The war on the Palestinian people must cease. We call on the United States government to immediately stop funding war and redirect the $4 billion in annual spending to repair the damage caused by U.S.-backed wars, military air strikes, coups, and destabilizing interventions against oppressed people around the world.